This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Here is to the farmer. Is this the American family farmer? I'm Doug Steffen here as we bridge the gap between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to be talking with a lady named Ellen Moyer in a few minutes. She's an environmental engineer. We'll be talking about food choices, GMO labeling, the dangers of GMOs to farming and to the locavore's health. She writes a lot and has articles all over the place focusing on, again, these things, food choices and food health as something very big. This program in the new year will continue to do what it's done for the last couple of years, as it originated actually as a podcast online, and now about 180, I think there are 184 stations that carry this. And each week we have a podcast of the best moments from our American Family Farmer, which you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The idea here is to help people who are farmers, help folks who are not really familiar with farming, what the family farm is all about, what it stands for at this time in our history, why we need to save it. I come up with ideas, well, they aren't mine, I just come up with the people that help us all understand how we can solve or address some of the problems that we have as American family farmers. I'm not only a broadcaster, but I am a dairy guy, been raising and been around cows all my life. I have milked a lot of cows in my time, have birthed a lot of cows in my time. Right now, what I'm doing on my farm in Massachusetts, you can go to the website, it's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com, to see what goes on my farm. I'm blending a number of things and moving forward. This year, I've kind of taken a couple of years off because of the devastation the weather caused, as a matter of fact, on the farm, and what it took, the toll it took on the people that were working there. So I, for many years, had milked a couple of hundred cows, sold a lot of raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing, ice cream on the farm, and then I just stopped. The weather was so bad in February of, what was that, 2015, and now I'm looking around. This is a problem that a lot of people are having to deal with on the farm. What do you do when the weather is bad stuff? How do you take care of the animals? How do you take care of the needs? The winter craziness, the anxiety, the results from constraints on what you can do. It's depressing. And I am trying to bring you out of your depression, but it really is. The kind of news that surrounds the farm and the farmer, I'm going to take us away from our own circumstance on the lower 48 and bring you over to Puerto Rico, where the Puerto Rican Agricultural Relief Fund has been established by the Puerto Rican Farm Bureau to help address the losses inflicted by Hurricane Maria. 80% of the farm production was destroyed on Puerto Rico, and the problem is that it hasn't really been addressed. The people of Puerto Rico is in bad shape to begin with, very bad management, very bad government, and it feels like they've sort of been left to dry or held out, what's the expression, you've been hung out to dry. Still half the island doesn't have any electricity. They don't have running water. They're not, and it doesn't seem like anything is working quickly for the government in terms of FEMA going down there, because it's an American protectorate. But the current administration has been very critical of them, as justifiably they ought to be, because the governor has made a mess of running the state. But in the meantime, there are a lot of things that are important to the livelihood of the island. And just like there are, by the way, the Florida farms, the Texas farms, those that were affected or influenced by not only Maria but the other hurricanes, those, you know, we sort of put them out of our minds But that doesn't mean that the situation is better or things have been fixed. And I use Puerto Rico as an example, but the devastation in parts of Texas is outrageous, although it's Texas and it's on the mainland, so things have been addressed and there's no power. There's some water problems for sure. But many farmers and ranchers in Puerto Rico have a challenge that we would none of us want to face, frankly. They've got to get their land back into production. They've got to rebuild the infrastructure. The disaster affecting farms, not only for this year, but probably for many years to come. And so as this program is aimed at helping people figure out what to do in circumstances like this, this is very unusual. There have been some folks collaborating, the Puerto Rico Farm Bureau with the Texas Farm Bureau, especially when it comes to agricultural research. The state schools, the Texas A&M school down in Stephenville, run by a fellow that I know very well, they've sent a lot of their people over to Puerto Rico. But I just think you can't really do much if you don't have the ability, for example, to pump fuel into your tractors, no electricity. So anyway, there is the Puerto Rican Agricultural Relief Fund. If you feel like this is a good time of year for you to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can click on to Puerto Rico Agricultural Relief Fund. All right? Puerto Rico Agricultural Relief Fund. And that's just one of the things that's going on, although there are many other things that are happening in terms of trying to have us deal with the devastating situation. And the government leadership, people that are farmers are very disappointed in the Trump administration at this point because they really haven't done a lot. They're not paying a lot of attention. People say, well, he's a New Yorker. What does he care? What does he know about the farm? And the lack of doing things that are productive or progressive or helpful sort of lends a little credibility to that. But anyway, I want to go back to what I was talking about. Although, you know, this is the administration says it wants to get rid of a lot of regulations. So in the wintertime, one of the things on the dairy farm that becomes a problem is the piling up of manure. So a lot of people that are looking for things to do that are constructive on the farm maybe say, well, we won't wait till the spring. Let's go spread manure, right? Well, there are new government regulations that have nixed the wintertime spreading of manure in many areas. And so a lot of farmers are going down to Florida to maybe check out grain and that sort of thing. But because of the devastation in Florida from the hurricane, a lot of people aren't going down there either. And it was a big mountain snowstorm in Carolina that stopped a lot of people. So what do you do if you're a farmer? I don't know. Go buy one of those, what do they call those things they use in the, it's not a jet ski, but it's the equivalent of a, it's kind of a snow ski. Go do that and have some fun. Or get a snow plow on a little, one of those little four-wheel drive things and have some fun with that. At any rate, not easy. We haven't got a lot of good choices to make at the moment. Remember, we're going to spend the next half hour or so with Ellen Moyer. I think you'll find this to be enlightening, an environmental engineer. We're going to focus on food choices, especially for the farmer and the people who use the products, the locavores, up next here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or on the farm, if you will, this is this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ellen Moyer, who writes for the Huffington Post, is an activist working on things that help us to understand how we can better have the food choices that we are entitled to. It is not a right and a privilege. It is not something that should be, you may or may not have it. You have by right the ability to choose your food. So you ought to have all the information possible, right?
Yeah, I think it is a constitutional right to know what's in our food. I'm not a lawyer, of course. I'm an environmental engineer. But don't we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? GMOs can shorten our lives.
Right. And you can make the decision if you have the information. If you want to choose to eat crap, that's up to you. And I don't say that facetiously. As long as you got the choice and it's based on information that you want to have, and this bill would have kept you from being able to have your state, whether Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, have passed these, and as Ellen said, another 20-some-odd states are considering the legislation, which just brings you to the truth of what is in the food, GMO, non-GMO. And they talked about, this is the thing that bothers me, Ellen, about this, the lies. It's going to cost eight, that character, I was going to say something else, chairman of the Ag Committee from Kansas, Mr. Roberts, says it's going to cost $8 billion to the farming industry because of labeling. I mean, mind would believe that? Campbell's Soup has got the information on their things. Now they tell you whether the GMO stuff in there didn't cost them a nickel.
Yeah, no, industry always whines when there's a new requirement. You know, if there's new fuel efficiency standards for cars, the automakers whine, oh, it's going to cost jobs, you know, your car's going to be more expensive, and whining.
Yeah.
And then the change is made and they adapt fine and everybody's happy. So, so it's just a knee-jerk reaction. And actually, now, not only Campbell's Soup, but General Mills, Mars, and Kellogg's have all said we're going to voluntarily label GMOs.
Right.
So the House of Cards is coming down, and it's coming down because of citizen pressure.
Right.
And we're going to soon be like the other 64 countries in the world that require GMO labeling.
Mm-hmm.
Even China requires GMO labeling.
Isn't it funny how we say things like that?
Well.
Even China, right, yeah. It's not like we're on the cutting edge of this.
It's a good thing because it's bringing to light to ordinary people just what the state of our government really is.
Mm-hmm.
And food is personal. You know, what our bodies are composed of, our very selves, what we're composed of, do we have a right to know?
Well, I think so.
I think most people would say yes. And it's a very obvious thing. So I think good things may come of this, and maybe we'll clean house in the government. You know, we need government. The answer isn't to get rid of government. The answer is to get rid of corruption in government.
Yeah. I want to talk. I do want to get this some of these petitions that have worked and talk a little more about sustainability as we continue here. This is this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with environmental engineer Ellen Moyer on the program.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The American Family Farmer for this week, our focus on the Dark Act and corruption in government and how it affects agriculture, the food you eat, the choices you have. Ellen Moyer is an environmental engineer, a writer, contributor to a number of magazines and newspapers, talking about the government in this circumstance with the Dark Act, trying to override GMO labeling, but a lot of countries around the world have it. We are not exactly, as I said a minute ago, on the cutting edge here. But you said there are other ways that have been demonstrated by people to get things like this overturned in the government. So I thought I'd give you a moment or two, or as much time as you want, to go through a list of some of these circumstances, especially as they affect food and our choices there. What sort of petition movement has won the day, as you described it earlier?
Well, I'll go through my folder here. I'm not sure how many have to do with food, but this first one, I guess, is related to food. It's about plastic in our oceans. You know, by 2050, if we don't get our act together, we're going to have more pounds of plastic in the ocean than pounds of fish. So that does affect our food supply.
Well, fishing is considered now an agriculture. If you go to the banks that are supporting agriculture, you'll see most of them are doing loans for ag businesses, and fishing. They're pretty much considered the same now. So
okay.
It applies.
Well, here's a petition that went to the American Chemistry Council, an industry group. And a lot of people petition, say, hey, you know, do something about this. And here's the response from the American Chemistry Council. Quote, your staff recently delivered a petition with nearly 70,000 signatures from your members urging ACC to work with Ocean Conservancy and others to keep plastic from reaching the ocean. The large number of signatures underscores for us how many people are committed to keeping plastic out of the ocean, and we want to know, and who want to know, that we are committed to doing something about it. please tell your members that ACC has heard them and that we're committed to being part of the solution. Mm-hmm. So there's a...
Well,
let me
try to. I got an email from somebody last week who said that, by the way, the email address is Doug@DougStephan.com. If you want to send me comments about the programs, what you want me to talk about, what issues you have that need to be solved or addressed, somebody was critical because it seems that I'm very anti-government. And I am. I'm anti-authority, not just anti-government, because I think that for the most part, in many circumstances, not everyone, as Ellen has pointed out, but in many circumstances, they are self-serving. They're here to serve themselves, not to serve you. And the bureaucracy
yeah.
gets bigger all the time. So, but to turn it around a little bit, because I am critical, wildly critical of Walmart, but they have done... and Cargill and ADM and Unilever and that bunch. But there is a sustainability study that's out now, Ellen, which suggests that these people that are running these companies now are beginning to think more about the big picture, and they are working to help when it comes to the use of water and the methane gases and our footprint, environmental footprint. They and others are stressing sustainability because that's what people are saying they want. That's why
right.
what you said is working.
Yeah. The consumer and the citizen runs the show here. If
yeah.
we say we want grass-fed beef, farmers will provide it, and they'll switch from industrial to grass-fed beef. And if we want sustainability, corporate will provide it. And don't forget, we often forget that corporations are made up of people. And even the CEO has kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually care about the future for their kids. So I think there's a yearning, even at the top level of corporations, to find a better way. It's just becoming very obvious that we're not going down the right path. But I would like to take issue just with one thing you said, and that
Please.
Is about government. The other side wants us to say, government's bad, we got to get rid of it. No, that is not the right response. We need more government. We just need government working for us instead of working for
corporate. Well, I would straighten it. I would... All right, so we don't make this an argument. More government doesn't necessarily mean better government. Better government doesn't have to be bigger. It just needs to work. And it
yeah,
doesn't now because
often,
it's so bloated. There's so many people.
Yeah.
I can tell you as a farmer, the kinds of foolishness that I had to deal with is I was selling raw milk and cheeses and stuff. And people who came to my farm, they didn't know a damn thing about what
yeah,
I was doing.
I know. It has to be good. It has to be smart.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, if we pass all these laws and then don't fund people to enforce them, then the laws are as good as not there.
Then you get into the question of which laws are good and valuable and which laws aren't. So then we have another conversation. But I think in general, we would agree that the best form of government is the efficient form of government that understands what the people want. Because, hello, that's why they're there. They're not there to serve themselves. They're there to serve the people that are paying the bill. And that's us. Ellen Moyer is here. We continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer in a few moments. Please stand by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And change after the hour now. We're into the second half hour of this week's visit on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ellen Moyer, who's an environmental engineer. She's a writer. She understands, has studied what the government is doing, what regulators are doing, what the private sector is doing. We're sort of talking about sustainability in a way, but I don't like to use some of this jargon because I think it gets overused and misunderstood, Ellen. Do you think that's true?
Yeah. I think one thing we should bring up that's really important about GMOs is the issue of pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pesticides include insecticides, herbicides, rodenticides, fungicides, all the things that kill. And we've adopted this, like, chemical warfare mentality for agriculture in industrial agriculture, and it's an outgrowth of World War II. I mean, pesticides were largely developed from experience with mustard gas and other things
and
like that.
And then when the Vietnam War, it was more of the same.
Yeah, and what the GMO crops are designed to do is to enable crops to withstand heavy dousing with pesticides. So everything else is wiped out and the one crop is left standing. So it's a really terrible strategy because, first of all, pests develop resistance and pretty soon those pesticides don't work. But the other thing is the pesticides are bad for us.
Yeah.
So we're among the species that gets the short end of the stick with that strategy. So
I would say I'd add one more piece to the pie. As a farmer, an agrarian who understands the land, I don't use chemical fertilizers. When I plant corn, I get rid of the weeds with a cultivator. And certainly because I use manure, I have a sort of witch's brew of horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure, usually. If I can find pig manure, I do it. But it enhances all kinds of things, nitrogen, potash, the stuff we need to not just make the crops grow. This is something that I think sometimes you get, if you'll pardon the pun, too much into the weeds because people don't know that much about it. But there's a difference between getting stuff into the ground that will help the plants grow. It doesn't necessarily help the soil. And so the soil, what's in the soil is what you are ultimately going to eat. And that's what I think Ellen's trying to say here.
Well, we're missing we're not only missing the good stuff, the micronutrients and so on from the soil and having beneficial bacteria, but we're wiping out pollinators and we're having chemical contamination. You know, GMO crops are mostly designed to withstand heavy dosings of Roundup, the herbicide,
kill the weeds
Roundup,
and the other,
that whose main ingredient bugs. Is glyphosate. And the World Health Organization last year, around March of last year, said glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen. Animals develop cancer, and there's every reason to think we would too, because we share a lot of genes with other species. So all this glyphosate is getting into surface water, groundwater, soil. It's getting into people, and it's really bad news. It gets into food. So we've seen what glyphosate does to poison ivy. It's pretty dramatic, right? Mm-hmm. Roundup. Is that something you want in
your body?
Not really.
No.
So we have this terrible problem of pesticide poisonings. In fact, there are 10,000 to 20,000 physician-diagnosed pesticide poisonings in the U.S. each year. This is agricultural workers. So your listeners should be pretty concerned about, I think they already are concerned, about being contaminated by chemical pesticides. So that is another risk that people are facing. So everybody loses with this GMO type of production except, you know, big agriculture.
Yeah.
And the whole scene is swayed by subsidies. Our government subsidizes crops like corn, soy, wheat, even tobacco.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you can stop at tobacco when you realize how horrible that is. And then you get into a lot of, in my world, I tend to, with farms that I either use or stuff that I own myself, I want to turn back into the soil as much as I can. I do feed corn to the cows, but there are things that I can get a hold of or I can create. There's this new thing called biochar. Have you seen anything about that, Ellen?
Yeah, I'm skeptical of biochar as being another excuse for logging. And logging is a whole other topic I'm really involved in that would be a whole different conversation, but I don't know a lot about biochar.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at it from the point of view that you just suggested that in terms of forestation, reforestation. All I know is that what it is, I've read recently the new Deepak Chopra book, which connects DNA, the genome project, and how we all are. Everything that exists, not only on our planet, but probably in the universe, is all carbon-based. And the organic side of this, we need carbon and oxygen and other gases. Nitric oxide now has become the third most important gas, it would seem, to our bodies. So where is all this stuff produced? In terms of nitric oxygen, it comes from non-GMO beets and other vegetables. And so if you're using this to the business about nitric oxide opening up your veins and your arteries to get blood around every part of your body, that's the kind of working in the body that you need to sustain your health. And if you ruin, I'm trying to give you a practical example here, if you ruin the atmosphere in which the beets or the corn or whatever it is growing, you're going to do what Ellen is suggesting. You're going to corrupt your body. The organic waste being used back into the soils is something, and again, I think I may be digging a deeper hole than I need to, but it's just representative of how we think about what we put into the soil, or if we even think about it at all, or even if the consumer thinks about what's in the soil.
Well, we should think about it, and organic growing worked very well for 12,000 years, so we definitely don't need this industrial agriculture. And some people call industrial agriculture conventional. I don't. I think it's totally very weird and out in left field. You know, poisoning your food, what is up with that?
Poisoning the soil. Never mind just the food. I go back to what I said about what the food is going to be, what's in the soil. And if you've got nothing in the soil, or you've got bad stuff in the soil, that's what you're, because the root structure is going to absorb with the moisture that goes into the plant whatever's in the soil.
Exactly. Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But as far as people are concerned, they might be more alarmed at, ooh, the food I'm eating is contaminated versus the soil is contaminated.
So whatever's in there, you're going to end up eating, and that's why the HGH with the milk and any of those things. All right, we'll pause for a moment and finish our conversation with Ellen Moyer in a moment. This is Doug Steffen. You're listening to this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The continuation now of our conversation on the American Family Farm with Ellen Moyer, who's an environmental engineer, an activist, and a writer. We started talking about the DARC Act and have gone on into other decision-making, whether it comes from corporations or it comes from the government or it comes from you, because you ought to be the ultimate concern these people have. And I guess it's our definition of you, because you can listen to a lot of these people. I remember Forbes magazine, and I've always had high regard for Steve Forbes, but when I saw him anoint the Monsanto company and the CEO of Monsanto as the businessman of the year a few years ago, I about lost my lunch, and after that I lost a little bit of respect, at least for his ability to understand what the real world is all about. But then the real world for one person, Ellen, may not be the same as the real world for another. The people who are doing these things say, we're doing it for you, we're doing it to produce more food, because there will be people who will be hungry if we don't grow as much food as we possibly can on the land that's available, and so we're really doing a public service.
Yeah, and that's just bogus. You know, we waste 40% of the food that's produced in the U.S., all up and down the food chain. So there's a lot of people have refuted that kind of argument, like Francis Moore LePay, who wrote Diet for a Small Planet. There's plenty of food to go around, and yields of organic approach those of industrial farming, you know, 80%, 90%. And in terms of nutrition, they're about equal. And methods are being developed to match and even exceed the yields of industrial. And the UN says that the only way to feed the world sustainably is with organic, because industrial ruins the soil.
Yeah.
You can't keep it going. So
no.
There's nothing there. There's no evidence to back up those claims. They're just scare tactics. And on the GMO issue, you know, there's one part of it is knowing what's in our food so we can choose correctly, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing is that our choices are skewed. We started to talk about subsidies.
Yes.
Well, subsidies go to those crops that are made into junk food. And what this does is it makes junk food cheaper than healthy food. So people who are struggling financially, they're going to buy the crappy food because it's cheaper. So it's really backwards, because people are going to get diabetes and more sickness and cancer, and the healthcare costs are going to go up. And, you know, everybody suffers from that kind of thing. So we need to get rid of these perverse subsidies that point people in the wrong direction. If we should either get rid of subsidies like the organic farmer Joel Salatin wants to do.
Yeah, he's been on this program a number of times.
Fruits and vegetables and organic, but we're doing the opposite.
What we ought to be doing, and this somehow or other happened during, this goes back to the 1930s after the Dust Bowl, and when farming collapsed in our country and the economy collapsed in our country. And so under the circumstances, a lot of things were passed that, you know, you get one government program in and it never goes away. That's one of the problems. But the help that was supposed to be sustaining for that period has just kept going and going and has been completely just corruption galore here. So let me just point you in. We're out of time here, Ellen. EllenMoyerPhD.com. EllenMoyerPhD.com. PhD.com is where you can find her website, EllenMoyerPhD.com. More information and conversation about all these things that do affect your health, your well-being, and knowing that if you don't respect and treat and love the soil, eventually it's going to take a dumper, and nobody's going to be happy about that. So, Ellen, thank you for calling that and other things to our attention. Appreciate your being here with another point of view. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing in a moment with the American Family Farmer.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with these comments. The first focus I have is on the tax cut. It's called officially the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which has been signed into law. What does it mean to most farmers? Well, it provides tax relief for most farmers, according to the information that I've seen and read and what I understand, talking to a couple of legislative lawyers that work for the Farm Bureau. One of them said there's always going to be some exception to the rule. We believe the vast majority of farmers will find at least some tax relief. There are plenty of people that are analyzing the bill for sure. It's new, it's fresh. But generally, it seems that the farmers, the family farmers, are going to get something out of this. I read one of the fellows that in one of the farm groups said, quote, "While the specific provisions in the bill will be analyzed extensively in the next couple of weeks, we feel the legislation will be good for farmers and allow them to keep more of their money, preserve the family farm without having to carve it up for tax liabilities upon the death of the farmer." See, I think that's the most important part of this. This comprehensive tax reform bill did have a focus on the death tax and does make it easier for farms to be passed to generations. One of the things that's been so stupid, it really is, it's the height of stupidity. However, this was being played, farmers don't have any money. Farmers don't have any cash. They're land rich and cash poor. So in order to keep the farm in farming and keep it in the family, the tax laws had to be changed. And apparently this does that. Tax provisions were supported by a number of the people in the House and the Senate from the farm states, and that's good. I think this is one of the most important things. One of the other highlights in the bill is a 21% flat corporate rate if you have a farm that's a corporation. Also, the section on small business expensing, it goes from $500,000 to $1 million. That's now a permanent expense write-off. Immediate expensing of 100% bonus depreciation through 2022. So that's good. I have a thought for those of you who are falling into sort of the lazy mind of how we approach Monsanto and the problems with it. I'll address that in a moment here.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
Continuing now with my thoughts on things that are important to the American family farmer at this point as we move into the new year. Many of you may have heard about or seen the draft Human Health and Ecological Risk Assessment that's released by the EPA focusing on glyphosate. Some people pronounce it differently. This is the stuff that's the main ingredient in a lot of Monsanto products. The Human Health Risk Assessment concludes that glyphosate is not likely to be a carcinogen to humans. That's what the feds say. The assessment found no other meaningful risk to human health when the product is used according to the pesticide label. I don't know what the pesticide label says, but I know that pretty much every major government in Europe says that the findings are nonsense. They are consistent, however, with the government being influenced, the National Health Institute, the Agriculture Department, the EPA, all are being inundated by people from those various sectors who are changing policy so that it's good for them. And by the way, this administration is not the first to do it. It was done during during the Obama years, during the Bush years. It's just these agencies are overrun with people from the businesses that they are supposed to regulate, and they come in, and this is the kind of stupid stuff they come up with, that the main ingredients in some of the products from Monsanto, Roundup, for example, are not harmful to human health. What nonsense. It really is just complete nonsense. But what do you expect from government being run the way it is now? That's my thought on this. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
Come up in the barn. Welcome to the farm.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.